It's Phyllis here. Let me know that you can hear me. Always like to start off and know who's on the line. So please type in and let me know. I know that Sharon is there and a couple of other people. So, Sharon, you've asked a question straight off. You're feeling a bit despondent because there's no inches off your tummy measurement. You've been working really hard with your walking and power walking. Is there any exercises I can do that target the stomach muscles? When we have, and I don't know what your stomach looks like, Sharon, so I'm just going to talk in general, but when we have a layer of fat, hi Denise, just come on from Christchurch, when we have a layer of fat on our stomach, you know, it's about losing that excess fat before we worry about thinking that, you know, washboard abs or anything like that are going to appear. It's great to do core exercises to strengthen your inside, but that myth about targeting areas when you know, we're carrying a layer on top of this. Hi, Annie, how are you? You know, you need to focus more about on the health, Sharon, not let yourself get, you know, despondent because you think that the measurement's not going down. There are also certain things that we do in terms of what we eat that bloats us up. So just be aware of what it is that you're eating. Maybe you'd like to do a food diary for this week for Damien, and we could share it on the call next week. Always helps other people too, listening to you know, people's food diaries. Hi, Janine from Auckland. Now we've got a number of new challenges starting tonight. Hi, Melissa from Wellington. New challenge, should I be seeing anything? No, you should just be hearing me, Melissa. So there's no slides tonight. You should just be hearing me. Tonight it's just me. Normally on a call when we have new people starting, Damien will be here, but he's actually at the hospital packing his partner up from a small surgery. So he's not here tonight. So tonight is about thinking about setting yourself up ready for the challenge. Hey, Sharon. How are you going? Really good when you come in at 8:30. I love saying hello to everyone, and I love knowing who's there. But if you all type in hello when you first get there, I can say all the hellos in the beginning, and then we can get stuck into the call. I mean, if you come in late, of course, say hello. That's fine. Alrighty. So for the new people, and also for people on challenges, just looking where people are at with their challenges, feel free to type in if you want to share with me so I don't have to check the picture board. So, starting off on a challenge. So, for any of you that have been on for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, or you're in your last week or so, you know, think about that this is a beginning. So, as something ends, something begins. One of the things you don't want to do is look backwards at what you haven't done rather than focus forward. So, I'd be focusing forward. That goes for everybody who's starting new. Think about what it is that you can actually achieve in the next 4 months. If it's if you've got 3 months to go, think about what you can achieve in that time. 2 months, the same. And if you're nearing the end of your challenge and you're wondering what you're going to do next, you know, pack that box up and start again if you'd like. Okay. I'm just sorry, Hayley's just Skyping me. Hayley, I got that message. Thanks. All right, so for those new challenges, and hopefully for everybody else, you would have got your pack today or yesterday. You want to grab it out and make sure that you're, you know, you go through it. If you're not much of a reader or you're time poor, one of the things I suggest you do is put it beside your bed and just pick it, you know, something each night to have a look at. Really important to watch the PALM method, though, and I think it's really important for people to watch the PALM method, you know, several times. Myself, every now and then, I'll get it out and watch it because even though it's only 16 minutes long, each time your level of understanding gets higher and higher, you hear things in a different way, and it goes for everything that we learn. The Cooking Uncut DVDs, they are raw footage with bloopers, etc. In them, I think you only need to watch those once, but it just gives you an idea about that you can cook basically anywhere. I'm just going to go through the folder very, very quickly, not in depth because, you know, I don't know what level each person is at. But there's also a weekly planner, and you'll notice it has a picture of the carbohydrates, protein and fats on it. Now, this is to remind you that this is about the PALM method. When I see sometimes people sending me on what they've done for their week or what they've eaten, and I see their meal combination, I think, well, you know, seriously, if that's a combination you're putting together, you haven't watched the PALM method. You've got to think about carbohydrates, proteins and fats at every single meal. So, you know, and recording everything that you have. All right. Photocopy that. Make your own. You don't have to stick to ours. It's just guidelines. The next one is the commitment to change. Really good idea if you actually fill that in and take a copy and send a copy into us. It's really good for us to be able to read what it is that you're saying. It's good for you to think about it. This is a commitment to yourself to change. You don't want to be on the program and 4 months down the track, you've done nothing. And, you know, not very often, but every now and then there will be somebody who does that and they're just not getting in the right headspace, not devoting enough time to themselves. At some stage, you do need to put yourself first. Please type and let me know if you're following along with this. Just going to refresh and see if there's any other questions while I'm going. Then there's another little planner, and it's a 16-week. I used to put, double it up. There's a 16-week exercise tracker. So this is where, you know, in 10-minute increments, you can track off what you've done. At the end of a week, if that's blank or it's got very little on it, exercise and movement is very, very important to supporting, you know, us moving forward in terms of our life energy, really. So 80%, when you begin the challenge, 80% of what you put in your mouth is what actually impacts your body, probably 90% actually. But to sustain weight loss and to have a body that's supportive of weight loss, you really need to be moving. So think about some muscle-bearing activities as well. You know, women, I suppose, not so much in 2012, but in the past, you know, we've kind of steered away from anything that's muscle-building. You really need to think about it because if you've got a muscled frame, and we're not talking about bodybuilding muscle, we're just talking about well-muscled, you know, your right quota of muscle for your body, you're going to be much more, your body's going to be much more able to support your weight loss. Referring to this was at the retreat. One of the things that happened at the retreat was everybody really noticed how important it was and how efficient the trainer, who was female and muscled, how efficient her body is at burning fuel and how she carried herself more upright. You know, it gives us a really good, solid base to stand on. Alexandra, hi, from Auckland, following along. You just want to know about the palm method. When you're cooking, how do you follow the palm method when you follow the recipe anyway? Surely you're just dividing up by the number of servings and ensuring you're using the palm method. Definitely. So, like, say, for example, Alexandra, you made the mince and pumpkin lasagna. When I dish a serve of that, I can actually tell how much protein is in that mince and pumpkin lasagna, and I can see how much vegetables are in there. So, therefore, I know if I've got to add more carbohydrate to my plate. So, say with the mince and pumpkin lasagna, I'd definitely have a nice big salad with that as well. And then, of course, your oil, I'm sprinkling it over the top. So, you know, have a think about that. Watch it again because I know it's the first time. And, you know, even in, say, 2 weeks' time, re-watch it again and just have a think about, you know, how you're doing it. So with the palm method, you're looking at how much protein you're putting on your plate. So if you did the mince and pumpkin lasagna, say, for example, you did the spicy fish, again, you know, you can see how much protein. Let me know if that answered your question. All right, I'm just refreshing again. So going back to that 16-week tracker, people who have massive amounts of success on the program attempt to use most every single tool that we provide because, you know what, it's 16 weeks, it goes so fast, and this is a chance for you to devote as much time to yourself as you can. So sticking that on the fridge and not waiting to the end of 4 weeks and going, oh my gosh, I've actually not moved, but actually having a look and, you know, setting yourself a goal to have every single square of those 10 minutes covered in. The really cool thing about that is, you know, it sets you up for success. 10 minutes, even if you do 10 minutes, you know, in increments. So I'm just thinking about people listening to me and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have 60 minutes to give to exercise or an hour and a half or whatever it is that you perceive that you need to be doing. So, you know, think about it in 10 minutes. One of the things, you know, that I really think is important is standing up and moving around from your desk if you're desk bound. One of the links that they're finding with colon cancer is that people are sitting on their bottoms for 8 hours a day. So we really need to be moving and moving efficiently. So have a think about that. See if that's one of the goals that you can set. For those of you finishing your challenge, if you haven't started using those papers, you know, try to aim for as many of those squares filled in. And I can guarantee if you're filling in every single one of those squares every single day, you're going to be much closer to success. So it's pushing you closer rather than pulling you further away. The other thing too is, you know, some people think that they've got to have a rest day. You have a rest day from hard out physical activity, but you can still walk. You know, there's nothing wrong with making maybe Sunday your rest day and you actually go for a stroll, you know, with a family member, a friend, your children, your partner, whoever, and that's your enjoyment, you know, of just the scenery and what's around you. All right, so moving on, the fat loss chart. Hayley, we need to get an example of one of these. We used to have it. Somebody asked me today a few questions that was they're just starting and asking about how it's used. So with the fat loss chart, you put your weight down the side. So you might put it at 100-gram measurements. You might be a 200-gram. You might be a 500-gram person. So you decide how you're putting it down. So say you started at 90, and if you're going down 100 grams, you go 89, 88, 87, 86. Down that way. So then you would put the beginning date, and week one you would put your cross in week one. Going down the side of the weight to week two, if you've lost 300 grams, your cross would be in the third square down. So hopefully that makes sense with that. Let me know if you're following along. Let me know if I'm boring you with going through these. If I am, then we can jump on to the next thing that I've got planned to talk about. So let me know. This is your call. Interact and let me know. Alrighty, so then you have a just a little countdown calendar, and it goes week 16 to week 1, and we've blocked in the calls for you. So think about maybe using this as putting other things in that you're going to do around the challenge. For some people, it might be really important for you to actually spend one evening or one morning or one day cooking food that you can put in your freezer. Somebody sent in to me today with their weight email, and they had a really, really stressful week. You know, they had a young child in hospital, lots of things happening, and it can get overwhelming. But they were caught short at the hospital with food choices. So I always say if you've got something in the freezer and things in the fridge and you're pre-planned, you can grab something out. So just think about that. I always have lasagna in the freezer, and I have it in serving size, not just a great big dish, but having a serving size. I always have bags of soup. So I freeze my soup in bags just because they fit in flat in the freezer and it's easy, and that bag is my serving size. And I can grab that on a day that I'm running late and grab it and take it to work, and you just got to grab a handful of salad or something like that to put together. Melissa, you said you can't find the squeeze of paper that you're referring to, or a fat loss chart. Sounds really useful. Melissa, do you want to send Hayley an email, support@slimu.com, and ask her, because it should be in the back of your pack. So it should be there. Alrighty. So Annie just said, all good, keep on going, and never think you're being boring. It's all motivating. Awesome. Annie, I'm still to reply to your email because there's quite a bit in there, and I thought I might actually maybe spread some of it throughout the call tonight. So let me know if you're comfortable with that. Otherwise, I'll just reply to you. I will reply to you personally anyway tomorrow, but there's a bit going on in there for you. Alrighty, so then we've got the program guide. So, you know, make sure that you do read through it. There's a letter that comes, and hopefully you've got that, that gives you all of the things that you should be working through, so think about it. And again, for those of you finishing the challenge, and if you've got 5, 10 kilos to go, or you just want to, you know, repeat the 16 weeks to really cement what you've done, I would say pack the box back up, treat it like you've just got it, and start from the beginning and go back through again. Repetition is the mother of all skill. We expect children to repeat things, but as adults, we don't. You know, I was talking about today about something about leadership, but it applies across everything. The thing is that, you know, you don't go to the gym and do one workout and go, I'm an elite athlete now. You know, people who are following me on Facebook know that I've just spent the last 3 months getting over my fear of swimming in the sea by actually turning up every day and swimming in the sea. It's something that I'm absolutely, well, I shouldn't say absolutely now, but you know, in December, absolutely terrified of being out in the ocean, feeling like a little Lego piece bobbing around in the waves. But, you know, I recognise that the thing that I have to do is turn up every single day. So it's face the fear and do it anyway. So, you know, you really need to think about turning up every single day. Things that are uncomfortable, things that push us out of our comfort zone, the reason why we carry the weight is a number of things that have accumulated up to that point, but what we do about it moving forward is truly up to us. And it might be that you get overwhelmed with focusing on everything, and it might be that you want to just choose to focus on eating really well for the food. So, you know, pre-preparing your breakfasts, pre-preparing your lunch, pre-preparing your dinner, asking for help from friends. You know, when I've had people live in, Rosetta comes over on a Tuesday while I'm at work and cooks with them and fills the freezer up. That teaches them the importance of always having food in the freezer. And, you know, like tonight I got home, my husband's just got out of hospital from an operation. Sounds like Damien and I's partners are are in hospital. I just realised that. I picked him up yesterday. Anyway, he's very incapacitated at the moment, and because tonight I, you know, work straight through, unfortunately dinner was not going to be happening. And the thing is, you know, you can grab something out of the freezer if that happens, so life doesn't get in the way. He wanted me to stop and buy something, but, you know, when the food is as delicious as we eat, I don't want to buy a crappy takeaways or something that someone's thrown together. So have a think about that. Have a cook up with friends. You know, do what you have to do to get yourself through. Even cutting up vegetables and putting them in bags in the fridge so that they're pre-prepared for yourself makes it easy. On a Monday, you know, putting a big bag of spinach and maybe some feta and some other bits and pieces into your fridge at work so that if you do get short again, you can make something up while you're at work. Let me know if this is making sense. Well, you want to talk about something else. Alexandra, what about the measurements? There doesn't seem to be a formal recommendation to weigh weekly, daily, and just record weekly or not. So we recommend that you weigh weekly, and you get that on your email. So at the next week, on the Monday, you'll receive another one, and then you'll send in your weight again. So you can record that in any form that you like. We want the tummy measurement and your weight, but we certainly, in the booklet, there should actually be a place for you to record your measurement. I'm just going to have a look what page it is. It's been a while since I've been in here. So you've got a page. It's in your health history. So you've got a place to be able to measure that every single day. Sorry, I've forgotten who asked me that. Alexandra. So every single day you've got health history. Every single week you'll see pictures of a female or a male, so it covers both, and there's a line for where you're to measure, so you can measure around your neck, your breasts. Under your breasts, I think, is really important for women who have got large tummies. That's me, that's where I put my weight on, and my stomach, so my boobs and my stomach become one. But what I notice is under my breasts, that's where I can really tell my weight starts to go. So I actually measure that as well because it's really motivating for me. So you'll see then you've got the date and you've got your weight and you can record your centimetres lost. So it is in there to record. Just let me know if you can't find that. But it's after the about the body composition. Alrighty, cool. So refreshing the questions. Alrighty, so if you're waiting for your body type because you've just begun or your forms were in late, Hayley and I had a chat today, so she's just going to chase Damien up and see where it is. Remembering you've got to allow at least a week for him to get that back to you, so Hayley will be chasing that up. So while you're waiting, in the meantime, you know, doing the general foods that are common in all the body types is actually a really good idea, Sharon. So somebody just pointed out you can read the paragraph that describes the body type, which I think is a really good idea, and then you will you should recognise yourself. But if you can't, do what Sharon's actually done, which is another great idea. And actually, you're the first person who's actually said this, Sharon. You've picked foods out that are common to all the food groups because, you know, there is a base of food that supports, you know, health in general. So that's a great idea. Alexandra said, I'm really worried about drinking 3.5 litres of water, going from drinking literally nothing to that much per day. I'll live in the loo. Can I build up to that? It would be uncomfortable drinking that much immediately is all, and yes, I'm overwhelmed. Totally understand. So yeah, as long as you plan to get up to there, don't expect, again, like I say, that was that whole conversation with you, Alexandra, about if for some people, you know, wanting to know everything at the beginning is too much. And remembering that it's taken you a long time to get to the point to make the decision to do this, so therefore you're not going to do it overnight. So, yes, I would suggest if the 3.5 is overwhelming, don't do things that overwhelm you. Don't let it become an excuse down the track, though, but certainly build up. So I don't know what you're drinking now, but say you're only drinking even half a litre, then plan a litre. You know, grab a great bottle. And, in fact, Hayley, can you check out about sending these people out one of our stainless steel bottles, please, and just see what the postage is worth, and we can pop those in the post to them, even if people want to pay for the postage, and we'll give you the bottle. So we've got some great stainless steel. You don't want to be carrying it around in plastic. You want it in stainless steel. So be careful at the supermarket. Some of them are aluminium. You don't want that because you don't want the things that will come with drinking out of aluminium. So you want a good stainless steel bottle. Please don't leave plastic bottles in your car in the heat. Not good for us women with breasts, okay? So don't be doing that. There's leaches all the chemicals in. So build up. So it might be that you take a 500-litre bottle and you will sip that throughout the day. What I used to do way back when I first started on this journey is I actually put hair ties around my bottle, and if my bottle was 500 mils and I wanted to drink six of them, I put six hair ties on and I just took them off one at a time when I had drunk it and filled it back up again. There was a period where I tried to have lots of them, but because I drink out of a stainless steel bottle now, not wanting to, spend a fortune on stainless steel bottles because, they aren't cheap for good quality ones. So let me know if I have answered that, but certainly build up. Like I say, don't go over to overwhelm. Some people are all or nothing. Some people have to ease themselves into it. But just be careful of old behaviours too. If you hear a voice in your head that says, it's impossible for me to drink 3.5 litres of water, say, no, actually, it is possible, and I am going to do it. So at some stage, this is going to sound funny, but you've got to take control of the voices in your head. And by that I mean the self-talk. Be careful of self-talk that's negative and derogatory to yourself, that puts you down, that limits you, that holds you back. Women are notorious for doing this, and you don't need to be doing it. So we're focusing forward. You know, okay, so I can't drink 3.5 litres of water today, but what I can do is I can drink this much tomorrow, and by the end of the week I'm going to have built up. So let me know if that made sense. So Hayley, what I've asked you to do is, if you can find out what the cost is for the postage for our bottles, we're going to gift everybody who's on the call tonight one of our good stainless steel bottles, okay? And just you can email Hayley in, and she'll email you back with the postage cost, all right? Okay, so Sharon says I'm going to be going to the half marathon in Huntley on the 20th of May. Woohoo! Yay! This is way out of my comfort zone, but I'm determined to do it. I would encourage all challengers to set a goal and don't lose sight of it. You can all do it. Most definitely. And the thing is, the more goals you have focused forward, you don't have to be a massive exercise bunny, but the more goals that you have forward and the more times that you put yourself out of comfort, the easier things get, the bigger your success is. Now, I want to just talk quickly about this comfort and chaos. And normally I would draw a slide of this, but I haven't done it tonight because I didn't know it was going to come up. So I talk about this in another area of work that I do. So if you could imagine a little circle and you're inside the circle and that's your world, that's your life, your family, your home, all of the things that you feel very safe and comfortable with. And just outside that circle is the rest of the stuff that happens that you may not have experienced. So what I see sometimes people do is just outside your world, just outside the things that are comfortable, where you feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it's okay. Now, you imagine if you got out of your home and you got on a plane and you flew to Iraq, and we said, well, just go there, spend a week, you know, you don't really need to prepare and off you go, work it out. Massively out of comfort zone. So what I'm symbolizing is out of your little circle of your world, if you went that far out, that's what I call in chaos. And we don't want people going into chaos, because that's when you think, stuff this, I'm not doing it, it feels really uncomfortable, I'm scared, I'm frightened, I don't like it, blah, 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 blah. It's too much. So that's why I say go a little bit outside your comfort zone, so the water or the exercise, just do things that challenge you a little bit. Don't go trying to do things that really put you into a massive amount of stress. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. So I call it go out of comfort zone, but don't go into chaos. So just push yourself a little bit. And each time you do that, the more that you go out of your comfort zone and the more regularly you do it, the more capacity you have for things that are not comfortable that you can cope with. Does that make sense? People in Christchurch, you could imagine that they would be quite resilient in natural disasters now because they've been through it, so they've developed a sense of resilience. They know what to do, how to respond, you know, what's going to happen afterwards about preparation. So just think about that. You know, with my swimming, going into the sea every single day, I mean, the first time, basically, I wanted my husband to be just about glued to me in the water. The next time, you know, a little bit further. Then when he actually left me but still was in the water, he's in a kayak, so I was in the water but beside him. So just think about that. The other night I swam out to the first buoy by myself before anyone else got in the water. Last night I turned up at the swim squad and I thought that the sea swimming was uncomfortable enough, but turning up with people that are, elite swimmers is a very, very scary thing when I am the slowest person and the oldest person and the non-competitive swimmer. So, you know, last night was massively out of my comfort zone, but it's really important to turn up and challenge yourself. Alrighty, so hopefully I'm making sense. Hayley, just type and let me know if it's you're following along. Alexander, yes. What are you saying? You found it, but it wasn't clear. You thought it was part of the optional body loss because of where the form is. I will get Hayley to confirm that tomorrow, Alexander, because she's got that from your email. Alrighty, so Annie says, love your chaos description and the normal reaction stuff to it. Totally. So, you know, just remember that. With children, we don't expect them to go from walking to riding a bike the next day. We don't expect them to go from walking to driving a car. But often as adults, we put ourselves in those situations. So I say, just do a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Face your fear and feel the fear and face it anyway, or something like that. I actually haven't read that book, but I must do it. Alrighty, I'm going to carry on. Does anyone want me to carry on going through the folder and what you need to do in terms of those forms, or do you want me to move on to something else? We've only got about 10 minutes, probably 5-10 minutes left. Let me know. I'm going to refresh, and you can let me know what you want. Hopefully you've found the little chat room alongside for the new people, and you can go in and have a wee chat to people. I do recommend that you actually don't when you first start, because it's better to stay focused. But, you know, by all means, you're welcome. So, first person to type in and tell me what they want, I will do. So we're either going to carry on going through the folder, or we are going to move on to some other things to do with mindset and moving forward and focusing. First person to type in. Okay, let me just pull this up. Okay, just refreshing, seeing if anyone's got anything to contribute or say. All right, so for the new people, I know that everything feels new, the folder, what you've got to do, the call, planning your food, getting your head around the recipe book. For those of you who have been on the call for, on the challenge for a while, is there anything in particular that you'd like to discuss before I move on to the next part? All righty, so I'm going to move on. Think about, okay, so I just see the chat won't work for them. Hey, maybe that's the universe's sign to show you that you shouldn't be in chat and you should be listening to me. Okay, I've got these things about chat. I think they should be turned off, but anyway, I realise that sometimes you want to mix. But don't forget the 112-day challenge Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, jump on. You've got a request to join because it's only for challenges and past challenges. If you don't have Facebook and you think you want to make it, just jump on there. Feel free to do that. But it's just another place to hang out with people. So think about your thoughts too. One of the things that really, again, I'm sorry I'm going to keep using my myself as the analogy for you, but it helps me to talk about it in a real way. But, you know, my swim coach tells me the bit that's, that I need to work on, and I'm running my fingers along my forehead and around my head, is the top 10% of me. So it's about what happens in our head. You know, when I go out for that swim, it's my mind chatter and my thoughts and my belief systems and my belief in myself that holds me back. So why do you think some people get to the end of a 16-week challenge and have just blown all the numbers out of the water? And then some people get there and they've not done so well. What's the difference between those two people? It really is that top 10% of our body. It's about what they choose to say to themselves about what they're capable of. So, you know, be careful. It's a vicious circle when we get caught up in the negativity of things. Again, relating it to myself, you know, last year losing my home, having all sorts of crazy things, my husband, you know, injuring his back through it, and now he's on a second back operation. All these things happening to me quite easily can throw you out. So you've got to think about, you know, life gets in the way and life happens. So, you know, at some stage you've got to decide, you know, it is what it is and I'm going to get on with it. We look at our office at the moment and there's a building being pulled down. And some of us can choose to look at it and go, well, new beginning, fresh start, we're going to watch a beautiful building go up. And others can look at it and go, oh my gosh, it's, you know, it's depressing, it's devastating. So two people can look out the same window and one can see blue skies and the other can see mud. Think about that. So it's what's going on in our head. If you catch yourself over this week, one of the things I tell new challengers to do is put a rubber band around your wrist, because if one of the reasons that you think that you're having have had this weight stay and gain on you is because of what's going on in your head, not just what's going into your mouth, but what's going on in your head that encourages it to go into your mouth, you know, put a rubber band or a hair tie around your wrist And when you catch yourself saying something, just ping yourself. And you'll notice throughout the day how often that happens. What we want to do is positive. The people that energize themselves with great thoughts and great self-talk and, you know, all the reasons why they're going to succeed and do really well at this, do really well. There's that saying, you know, if you believe you will, you will, and if you believe you won't, you won't. It's not quite those words, but it's totally true, totally true. I am very conscious of how much it takes over because, again, going back to my sea swimming, I get so frustrated with myself because I know about this stuff, and yet out in that sea, I'm on the border of being definitely out of comfort and on chaos. So I've got to keep bringing myself back because I'm used to going out with a goal and setting my focus and achieving it. So it's a great learning for me to understand what's going on for people as well. So, and the other thing too is that, you know, it's taken me 90 days to get where I am, and it's a massive improvement. But from there to there, so from A to Z, there is a process that happens. You can't just wake up and expect to, I can't wake up, go for a swim one day and wake up the next day and expect to be swimming the way that I want to swim. I have to go through those 90 days. Just like you have to go through the 16 weeks or the 112 days, it's a process that every day builds on itself. What we want to be doing is building on it positively. So be careful of saying, oh, I didn't do well yesterday, so therefore I've stuffed up for the week. No, no, no. You may have stuffed up for that hour or that half an hour or that day. Every day that you wake up and put your feet on the ground, it's a new day to begin again how you want. Now, somebody on the call said to me they're extremely tired in their email. What I also read, though, is as I read those words and everything that's happening to you, and to somebody, so think about it for yourself as well, when you're extremely tired and then you have all these things happening to you, the energetic pull of those things pulling you down also makes you extremely tired. So it's okay to be tired and happy, or tired and having a lot on, or tired and busy, or, you know, having an earthquake and still choosing to be happy about areas of our lives. So can you see what I'm talking about? That's not to minimise it. A lot of people have a lot of stuff going on in their lives, and I recognise it, but don't let it drag you down. Use it to propel yourself forward. The monthly catch-up sounds good. How do we link into that? Alrighty, so if you want to arrange in your city to meet other people, you can ask us to send it out with the newsletter, and we send that roughly about once a month. We send one out. There's one due to go out next week. So if you want to suggest, you name the place, the date and the time, and if you'd like to give your email, we can pass it on. Some areas are great at doing it, and then other areas are not so great, but, you know, you can always give it a go. I think that person who just asked is Wellington, and there's some past challenges that would absolutely love to meet in Wellington. Alexander says, plan to fail and fail to plan. That's what I'm trying to repeat. Definitely. You're the biggest you've ever been, and the planning is the hardest thing ever. So, again, you know, that languaging, and it's not, again, to criticise, but if you think it is hard, of course it's going to be hard. I'm not a cook, and I don't, my passion is not in the kitchen, but every now and then I've got to suck it up and do it. Or I do an exchange with my husband who likes to cook, and I have these roles and he has those roles. Like you say, life happens, but I just need to slow down for a week or so I can catch up with my planning. Then I wouldn't be so big. Again, you know, be careful about putting yourself down. It is what it is, you know. So it's about moving forward. Forget about everything before today, about what you've done to get here. Now it's about what you're going to do to get where you want to be, okay? So holding in your mind a vision of where you want to be. I really believe vision boards are really important. So you might want to put a vision board around health and fitness and energy rather than skinny little models on a page, but actually around all of the things that you being healthy and vibrant and abundant, you know, with your body and yourself will bring to your life. So hopefully that makes sense. I have to go and shoot up the dog. Shoot up the dog? What do you mean? Oh, he's diabetic. His name is Piglet, and he's diabetic. Alrighty, see you tomorrow, Alexandra. Awesome for sharing. Thanks so much. It's really cool if you can share things in the call and share with me, because it's lovely to hear. If you've got some real successes for the week, you know, share them. Even if it's the fact that you got to your 3.5 litres of water for whoever's got that amount, or that you exercised every day, or that you had, you know, a 112-day planned meal every day, those things are successes. And the more that you share it and the more that other people share, the more it builds on, okay? So, we're, you know, we are a community that wants to look after each other. And it's good to hear that husband's operation was only a background. I had visions of worse. Thanks for night. That you are more than welcome. He's in a lot of pain. He's sick of that back, and I'm sick of that back, so he better get on with it. Sharon from Matamata said, I'm going to try and drink water when I feel a bit hungry. Great idea, because we often confuse thirst for hunger. In the past, I think I've been filling myself up with food when I've really been thirsty. You just said exactly it. We'll let you know how it goes. Awesome. So share. Have a great week, everybody. Really focus forward. Don't go into overwhelm. Watch that self-talk. Watch the languaging. You get to do this, not have to do it. So you're very, very, very lucky because you get to choose to do this. And in 16 weeks, it's going to go by, regardless of the amount of effort that you put in. So, you know, how about you back yourself and really give it your all? All righty. Those of you who are in Wellington, Damien and I are in Wellington on the 20th. Where it's going to be coming out this week, the 26th and 27th. The 27th, we're going to be running a day with Damien. It's a mini retreat. I'm going to be doing a Skinny Bitch in the Making workshop, which is about my book that I'm in the process of writing at the moment. Damien's going to be doing some awesome presentations. There's some cooking classes, so you're going to have breakfast and lunch with us that you have actually prepared and made. We're going to be doing a BIA, so that's a body impedance analysis. Cool, awesome thing for you to measure your health. So it's your internal health, shows your intracellular water and all these things, how much muscle you've got, how much fat you've got. And Damien will give you a printout each of that, and you'll actually be able to go through it. So there'll be more coming out about that. That's for Wellington people. I know there's a couple of Auckland people flying down for it, but we'll let you know. So have a great week. Make it count, because honestly, the days go by. 26th and 27th of May, sorry, not of April, of May. So 26th and 27th of May. 26th will be at the Women's Conference, and the 27th is a day we're doing a day mini retreat. So a day with Damien and I. It's the 8th to the 4th. We are staying at a hotel, and I don't know what the name of it is, but Rosetta's booked that for us. Awesome. Can't wait for a book. I can't wait to finish it, Annie. So today was the first chapter, and it's called I'll Start Monday. Who relates to that? Alrighty, have a great week, you guys. Really make it count. Don't forget to send the emails in next week. Just go hard.